Hi, good morning, and welcome to the ZP vlog and podcast. We like to do this every Sunday, sometimes approximately 8 a.m. London time, but today we've gone a little bit late, but my apologies for that. But I'll essentially dive straight into it, because this is really just a sort of look through, I want to say the news, but, you know, reflections on ZP for this week. So this week we're a little bit lighter on the news, but that's really because there's a backstory to this that ZP has been commissioned. You know, we've been off-site quite a bit, working on a client's program. So, you know, at ZP, we're ISO 13485. We primarily do contract development, contract manufacturing of really electrochemical technologies. I think it's fair to say it's broader than just electrochemical biosensors these days, but we've been working with some electrochemical technologies off-site, off-continent, if I can say this, but still on the same time continuity. That said, let me jump into, we did carry on with our webinars this week. So we did do a webinar on FoodSense. So every Wednesday, approximately 8 a.m. London time, we like to do a webinar. What's really good about the FoodSense technology is it's a reflection of kind of many things that happen at ZP, which is, you know, we make a really good electrode, really good set of electronics. We have a cloud system called Julie. We're really good at app development. When you bring all these things together, then we're really good at applications. And so one of the applications for the sort of technology stack at ZP, that technology stack, we summarize the sort of sensor to API. One of the applications of it is FoodSense. And in FoodSense, you know, we're monitoring the hotness of chili, the pungency of ginger, and the total antioxidative capacity of food. And so we do these webinars every Wednesday. And this week we were able to show that we have a client, they're testing chili powder. It's called Tihar. And also a green chili powder as well, which is useful because the green chili powder, you're interested in knowing whether there are extra molecules or extra interferences in that green chili powder. I had a suspicion in the past there was something called ferulic acid, but as it is, we've got a client in India testing with green chili powder and the technology works really well. But what's really nice about it is the way the technology, they're measuring off-site, different continent, different time zone, obviously, and all the data goes to the cloud and we're able to see it back in Europe, comment upon the data and assure them that everything's working okay. So really sort of cool, let's say technology stack, and really cool fact that we can actually support these people remotely as well. So I was kind of happy with that. Some other news from ZP for this week as well is we do our ZP Developer Zone. So on, in fact, it was today. We did questions come in during the week. Now, not all questions are necessarily ZP-specific questions. So somebody came in with some questions regarding their potential stats, which are from two different manufacturers. They're not manufacturers at ZP. Sells or supports, and we're clearly not the manufacturer, but we still supported people. So, you know, some of our support to the wider community is more than just supporting our own technology. You know, we'll answer sort of wider questions as well. At the same time, then we're supporting some people on the impedance spectroscopy. In impedance spectroscopy, you kind of get the data. People like to fit that data to how do I describe this? They like to fit their data to cloud. To equivalent circuits is a way of understanding your impedance data. So we were able to show them some software. It's really a cloud system called Julie, and actually you can upload your data to Julie and Julie will help you with the equivalence fitting. Another question that we've been working on as well is also lateral flow, how to integrate lateral flow analysis, LFA. Everyone's really familiar with it through COVID-19 testing. And people are very interested in sort of making that more of a digital experience by integrating it with electrochemistry, because electrochemistry is good at turning biological and chemical signals into actually basically current. And current, once you get into sort of current, electrical current, then you're getting back into the digital world. So electrochemistry is a much better way of digitizing lateral flow strips. So it's quite not a bad thing to actually integrate the two. We have another webinar on the 21st of March. So if you've got any kind of questions that you want answered from ZP, don't hesitate to reach out to us for the 21st of March and we'll be happy to try and include them in there. When we are answering these questions that come in, you know, it's not just a sort of, you know, a talking head. We do put together slides. We try to illustrate the answers. We kind of, you know, use arrows and animation to make things. So it's actually better than getting an email response. You know, somebody sends a question, sometimes they're like, well, just send me an email. It's like, yeah, but have you seen our webinars? Have you seen actually, you know, that we illustrate it? We bring in extra bits of data that are from other places to highlight, you know, or to exemplify what we're trying to say. One of the questions, is, as I say, was kind of interesting this week because it was actually about distortion of site level telemetry data. And there, you know, we were able to kind of show them our site level telemetry data and say, this is ours, this is yours, this is why the differences are there. So people say, oh, well, you know, I want this personalized email response. It's like, actually, come to the webinar, because honestly, we'll put together some slides. And I think sometimes seeing, hearing, you know, is a better way of, let's say, sort of understanding. Now, cycling back slightly back to Sense It All, I haven't mentioned Sense It All. Well, I did actually. I started a webinar with, not this webinar, this vlog with Sense It All. And I'm going to finish it with Sense It All as well, because something I'm really interested in is in the water industry, they actually use hydrogen peroxide quite a bit. It's particularly, hydrogen peroxide is particularly electrochemically active. It fits well with the kind of technology stack at ZP. So we are encouraging the water industry who's, I mean, I didn't know this, but, well, I do know it. They're putting something like 35% concentrated hydrogen peroxide down drains in order to break up fats, greases, clean them up a bit. And, you know, hydrogen peroxide, yeah, has a reputation for a fairly short shelf life. I don't think it's that short. And I think actually people are sort of turning a blind eye to the fact is, you know, it can be, the fact is it can kill microbes, it can cause, kill bacteria and viruses and other sort of microbial life. You can't really, you know, unless you, it's got to be diluted on the way. If it gets into the river water at high concentrations, I don't think it's particularly good for the life within those sort of riverways. So I think there is a necessity to not just pour it down the drain. It's probably have to also confirm that it's actually safe. Now, I realize you have to wait for legislation to happen before that necessarily will happen. But at ZP, we do have the technologies to be able to measure the hydrogen peroxide concentration. So I did want to highlight this week as well. So don't forget, I think it's the 26th of March, we have our Sense It All webinars. And on the 27th of March, we have our Food Sense webinars. We do two of those on both days because we know we've got to cover the globe in terms of people's different time zones, different times at work. So if you're interested in generic commercialization of electrochemical sensing technologies, come to the 26th of March webinar on Sense It All. And if you're interested in food testing, even if you're kind of just more interested in the kind of commercial aspects of how to develop products, come to the one on the 27th of March as well. So if you've got any questions of ZP, please don't hesitate to reach out to us. Otherwise, we'll do this vlog and podcast similar time next week. Okay, thanks very much.